Good evening, Los Angeles, and welcome to The Talking Show on K-Chung Radio, Chinatown's only micro-broadcasting radio station. I am one of your hosts, Nicholas Miller, here with the defatigable Stephen Cato, whose unflagging efforts have kept this show on the air for years. Why don't you say hi, Steve?
Oh, Nicholas, you're too kind. Hi, I'm Steve Cato, here on The Talking Show. You know, it's funny that you said I was unfatigable because, you know, you could have fooled me. I am wiped out. We have had such a full week, haven't we? And, I mean, at least summer's sort of ramping up, right? Isn't it? We can look forward to the fine part of the summer vacation.
Great. Well, the weather's been awful, wouldn't you say, Steve?
Yeah, I mean, I guess, just being optimistic there. It's been unbelievably hot. Just abominable. We got to work something out. We can figure this out. We can make climate change work for us, I think. Don't you think, Nicholas?
Yeah. Well, you know, at some point I lived in Texas, and it gets awfully hot there. But for some reason, it's been terribly hot. Yeah. Lately, maybe it's because I find myself in many, many un-air-conditioned spaces, whereas in Texas, the infrastructure for warm weather is a bit more firmly in place than sunny Los Angeles.
Yeah, you'd think that they'd have worked that out in Los Angeles, too. I mean, it's been well known that Los Angeles is built in a desert, right? I mean, not everyone gets to live near the sea breeze, so you'd think the air conditioning would be sort of standard by now.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe we'll get, I hear that if we win the bundle of money from the Hammer Biennial, that Solomon's going to put together a reverse osmosis system.
Oh, yeah.
That goes directly into a swamp cooler.
What?
That cools the station. So then we'll be able to have super pure swamp cooled air.
Really?
How's that sound?
Oh, that sounds just wonderful. I can't wait. I hope everyone votes for K-Chung at the Hammer Biennial and we make all that amazing money. We need money.
Yeah.
We do.
It seems like water filtration systems are all the rage here in California. What's your take, Steve?
I've heard that Berkey's are good, but they look kind of weird. I think I'm not sure. I'd like an RO system.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess if I had the money, I'd have one too. I'm just a Brita guy for now.
Yeah.
But maybe someday.
Man of the people.
Fully integrated systems. Maybe even a water softener going into the house.
Oh, what?
It would be nice, you know. It would be nice to not for your skin not to dry out at all when you clean off after the shower.
Yeah.
That would be really nice. Although, I'm kind of a bath. I'm a bath guy. Are you a bath guy, Steve?
Oh, I am deeply into baths, although, you know, I'm also deeply into showers. I think I'm generally into being kept moist by bodies of water.
Yeah. Well, who would have thought?
Yeah, me.
Anyway, we promised you some World Cup-ness this week, and we will not disappoint. So tonight we have sorry, our new intern did not leave the cards with the names on them. Steve,
you're fired.
Will you do the honors, Steve?
Yeah, okay. So our guests today are Ian Darka and Steve McManahan, all the way from ESPN, all the way from Brazil, to you on The Talking Show.
Better from Brazil, much better. Much better. Listen to the boys in the studio. Gilberto's happy with the attitude, and I've been the same for the 45 minutes they've been on top. Roberto wants more from Colombia, and rightly so. They've been disappointing. They've had a wonderful tournament, but the most important 45 minutes of their lives, they've struggled. They have to be better. They have to be more concentrated, and they have to be more organised.
Looks like Colombia might be making a substitution. Fred's getting some last-minute instructions, meanwhile, from Scolari. And for Colombia, we're going to see here the striker, Adrian Ramos, who scored a fair few goals for Hertha Berlin on loan in the Bundesliga this last season. We'll see who's going to come out for him. By the way, one thing to pick up on with Brazil is they've got six players who are a yellow card away from missing the semi-final. Ibarbo, it is coming out, we're told, for Colombia. Not much impression from him. They've got to go for it here. Well, they went for it in the first half, really. Very open, and Brazil carved out quite a few chances.
You know, that man there, Neymar, he's on a yellow card, he has to be careful.
And he might have got another one for charging down that free kick. It looked like he'd encroached the 10 yards, so it was, to that extent, a silly thing to do. The other two in the starting lineup here, who are a yellow card away from the suspension, are Thiago Silva, who's got the goal, and Hulk. All yellow cards we wiped out after the quarter-final stage, so an amnesty kicks in. I certainly wouldn't want to be playing Germany without their star man Neymar.
Yeah, or Thiago Silva in.
I think he'd love the luxury here, Scolari, yeah, of subbing him if he could, but he can't do that while it's one. Maybe if it's three, Marcelo can't latch on to that one. Cuadrado, pacey run, challenged by Luis, no free kick, says the referee, who was 3 yards away.
Well, then he has to book him for diving here, I'm sorry. Maybe he will do after the passage of play.
Here's Neymar again. Guarín just got a little foot in it. Neymar worked really hard there to get it back again, but it might have been a hand. They've kept James Rodriguez pretty quiet so far. Here's the first run from the substitute, but he's running out of play. Adrian Ramos will have the job of trying to replace Robert Lewandowski, who's leaving Borussia Dortmund for Bayern Munich, who'll be with Dortmund next season, Ramos.
Yeah, there was the free kick. And there's Cuadrado. Is there any contact? There was a little bit, actually. Yeah. There was a little bit.
It looked a straightforward free kick to me, to be perfectly honest with you, but it wasn't given.
Well, there was. It's either a free kick or a dive. Can't be one or the other.
Here is Rodriguez, wearing a famous number 10 Colombian shirt. Worn in the past, of course, by Carlos Valderrama, whose 111 caps are still a record. The man in possession there, Mario Yepes, is second on the list now with 102. Rodriguez plays it forward. He's never going to reach Gutierrez. All the talk about Samba football from Brazil, that was true in the past, but the current additions are a mix of some of the old silk and a fair bit of steel thrown in.
But we've known that, though, Ian. The Confederations Cup victory last year was both styles, very aggressive final against Spain, coupled by flashes of brilliance by a couple of the players.
Well, the game has evolved. I think back around the time 1970, all those South American players had great mystique for viewers and rival players in Europe who never hardly saw them. Now they're all playing in Europe, bar Fred.
The foul by Maicon wasn't that bad, really. Both coaches don't seem to be happy with some of the referees' decisions.
Here's the Colombian free kick. Can they claw their way back into this? Armero to play it in. Another free kick. There have been a lot of them.
Yes, there was contact again, but wow, the players are falling down on the floor, aren't they? If there's the slightest bit of contact, they don't want to stay on their feet at all.
The mood around here changes completely if Colombia having needed their goalkeeper a fair bit in that first half, can grab an equaliser. Juan Cuadrado to take the free kick here. Good defending.
Yeah, Thiago Silva yet again.
He really is a leader back there. Two strong characters, him and David Luiz. Lovely turn from James Rodriguez. Cuadrado, it nearly fell towards him, but back to Julio Cesar. Goalkeeper at his third World Cup. He's only played in two of them, though. Brazil, remember, looking to win the World Cup for the sixth time. But they have only won it a couple of times since 1970. Fernandinho. Too easy for us, Colombia were concerned. Look at this strong run from Fernandinho. Guarín got back with the challenge. Fernandinho rolls around on the floor.
Yeah, it's just that arm off there. That's what he's given it for, isn't it? Pretty Guarín.
It's only his second start of the tournament. Guarín, he was suspended for the first game against Greece. In and out of the Colombian side. Can Brazil give themselves the comfort blanket of a second goal? Hulk does have a hammer of a left foot, if he can get it right. Curled around towards the back post, it goes in the end for the goal kick.
Yeah, it looked like a corner. Neymar. Yeah, I think it was off Zapata, wasn't it? The number two. I think it comes off him. David Luiz is up. Yeah.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. That was the impression I had.
Yeah, it looked like a corner.
Up towards Ramos. Now Gutierrez. Trying to get Ramos up around Teo Gutierrez. Massive blow, of course, for Colombia on the way into this tournament, realising that they weren't going to have their main striker, Radamel Falcao, who scored 9 in the qualifying campaign. Zuniga was a big doubt too, with a knee problem. And he made it. Fred did well that time. Hulk. Marcelo with Paulinho furthest forward at the moment. Others joining him. Marcelo, deflection on the cross. Ospina, very good footwork from him.
Yeah, gets a big deflection. I think Fred collides with Zapata on the floor, I think it is. No, Guarín, and then it's just a collection of bodies falling into Ospina. I think everyone should be okay.
Well, it has been an absolutely fabulous World Cup. Probably the best of the modern era. Everybody can debate that when the tournament is over, but high, high entertainment value. Cuadrado skipped away from Marcelo. Another free kick. Be quite a double for Marcelo, wouldn't it? Real Madrid winning the Champions League, Brazil winning the World Cup. Hulk plays it inside. Neymar's pass is not of the required weight.
Yeah, he struggled today, Neymar. Ian is passing. And his decision-making has been really poor, very unlike him.
he'll be pretty conscious of the fact that he's on that yellow, won't he, as well?
Well, he should be. But he's a centre-forward type player, Ian. He doesn't necessarily need to make a challenge, does he? You know, he's not a defender where he has to make decisions. He can duck in and out of challenges, to be very honest.
This time it's Brazil's free kick. He could almost start a concerto with that whistle in the second half, so often has he blown it. World Cup continues tomorrow on ESPN as the Netherlands take on Costa Rica in the quarterfinals. Coverage beginning at 3 Eastern on ESPN, also live on watchespn.com and the Watch ESPN app. Say Costa Rica. The Brazilian commentators call them Costa Rica.
I'm still waiting for this second half to really start. 10 minutes in, but it's the 11th minute of the second half and nothing of any nonsense has happened, has it?
And that will suit Brazil more than Colombia, of course.
Yeah, but they need to keep the tempo of Brazil. This is what happened against Chile.
Yeah, they went off the boil.
They went off the
totally.
Boil in the second half. As Gilberto said, they need to keep the tempo up all the time for them to try and get the second goal. They don't want to muddle through for 90 minutes like this. This type of performance, this type of pace.
There's a danger as well, isn't there, in taking that kind of mentality with only a one-goal lead. Last time Scolari was in charge of Brazil when they won the World Cup in 2002, they were up against England at this stage. And Michael Owen put England ahead. I remember that day, Brazil coming from behind to win. Paulinho, Hock. It's Paulinho again. Away by Sanchez, who hasn't really been able to stamp any authority in proceedings in that defensive midfield role for Colombia. Maicon, good determined run. Oscar doesn't quite work out between him and Fred. Rodriguez plays it inside. Guarín. Now Gutierrez. Colombia looking to get that attacking fluency back, which has characterised their campaign so far in wins over Greece, Ivory Coast, Japan, and then Uruguay.
You see Fred down there on the left-hand side, and Thiago Silva went down early and gestured for to the bench as if he was hurt. Moves in for this tackle there. It's his own making, actually. He catches Ramos, it was a foul. Ball's gone, and he lets him have some there, as you can see. He was lucky not to get to a yellow card and ban him from the next game, Ian. He has to be careful.
Cut out by Marcelo. Did he remember to bring the yellow cards with him, do you think, today?
Yeah. He's disappointed me, the referee, today.
Cuadrado. This is promising here. Wide for Armero. Just a bit too much on that. Gutierrez, and then Guarín with the attempted volley.
Yeah, really good position, but that was a really poor ball, wasn't it, by Gutierrez. They worked the position, but that's a hard effort. Difficult.
I might have wished that was the other way around, with Rodriguez with the finishing volley. Just on what we saw against Uruguay. Brilliant goal. You can argue among yourselves whether that was the best of the tournament. That Tim Cahill one for Australia is right up there. Lovely ball from Guarín. Rodriguez, Luis, anywhere will do for the Brazilian defence. But are they just mentally sitting on this lead a bit?
Yeah, well, they're really deep, Brazil. They are the distance between the defenders and the forwards, as Neymar, is immense at the moment. They have to be more compact. Yes, I know they're leading, but the more they drop off, the more Colombia will attack them. The space is incredible.
Well, that's Gutierrez was lucky that ball found Ramos in the end. They've got a lot of attacking types out there, Colombia, and that's been their approach from the word go. Brazil, remember, defending this amazing record of not having lost at home competitively since 1975.
Incredible record.
61 games and counting. Flicked inside by Ramos. I have to say David Luiz and Thiago Silva have got through a lot of good work back there.
Yeah. There's Yepes.
Well, they've all brought out the red shirts today. They knew they'd have to change colours. The Colombian fans, they arrive equipped with everything. Get the feeling they'll just have a party either way round tonight,
yeah.
Don't you?
Yeah.
And firecrackers going off outside our hotel room at about 7 o'clock this morning. I don't think many of the Colombian fans had gone to bed.
That was me, that was.
Where did you get them then?
I was trying to wake you up.
It worked. Guarín. Cuadrado. Marcelo, yep, that'll be another free kick. Now Cuadrado is saying to the referee and showing the imaginary yellow card. You hate to see that.
Yeah, I do hate to see it, but saying that, there's been far too many fouls in this game, and soon, somewhere down the line, he has to give someone a yellow card and say, right, that's enough now, because it's ridiculous the amount of fouls and people falling over that we've had.
It's almost like he's determined
not to, do
not
it.
To give
yeah,
any, knowing the situation with the amnesty coming up. Rodriguez curls it in, bouncing around dangerously in there. Fred was back, hooking it away in the end. Here's Cuadrado for Colombia. They just need one moment to change the mood music here. And now the brakes on. Oscar. Now here's Neymar. Quiet for him so far. Oh, just blocked off by Cuadrado in fairly cynical fashion.
Yeah, that's what he thinks of it. Cuadrado shakes his head. Neymar tries to do a trick. Yeah, he does it and he's blocked. It's a foul. He gets his trick in right and then left. Boom.
The foul count is up to 40. Brazil 24, Colombia 16.
Yeah, and there's still plenty of time to get that up even further.
David Luiz is conducting the Brazilian crowd. And I think it's just taking the view, any way we can make the semi, we'll take. Neymar to curl it in. Bit too much on it. The whistle had long gone.
There's Thiago Silva's one for the day.
Yeah.
It was always coming, and that was stupid as well.
So Thiago Silva will miss the semi.
Imagine missing the semi-final of the World Cup for that.
Extraordinary. He knows it.
Look what he does. All day long, he's going to get a yellow card for running across into the goalkeeper like that when he wants to do it quick.
Because the ball is deemed to still be in the goalkeeper's possession.
Yes.
Doing that. That's why you're not allowed to do that. He knows it.
Of course he does.
That's a big miss. A big miss.
Yeah, but it's ridiculous.
Against Germany without Thiago Silva.
It's ridiculous. He scored the goal. Could be the winning goal. He's the captain of his country. That's what Philly Powell thinks. I think that's what we all think, to be honest.
Well, that can only be described really as a rush of blood to the head from the skipper, who will not be the skipper in that semi-final. I think there'll be a few smiles around the German hotel right now, having seen that. Look at Neymar here. Very good work from Yepes, who just watched the ball. He might be 38, but he's super fit still. Look at this, James Rodriguez. Luis has been outstanding. Got a foot in. Just starting to be hard labour again for Brazil, as it was against Chile. He might be quite grateful to get onto European opposition next time, if there is a next time. Rodriguez towards the back post, he's bouncing around in there. It was blocked, the flag's gone up. The flag has gone up, that's not going to count. Colombian celebrations are cut short.
The flag was up a couple of seconds, a good couple of seconds before the ball went in the back of the net. But they're living dangerously, Brazil. You see when this cross comes in. Offside there.
Yeah, that's it.
And he's waiting for the contact, and there's the contact. And once that happens, the flag's up. But they're living dangerously, aren't they?
Yep, as it was, who put it into the back of the net.
Not the prettiest, is it? But the flag was well up.
And his celebrations cut short. He did score two against Paraguay in Colombia's last qualifier, the big defender. The decision was right, though. Now then, Hulk. Brazil have rather gone to sleep again. And here the yellow cards are now starting to come out. It's James Rodriguez who's saying, that's my first offence. All the other ones you haven't given.
Yeah. Good run by Hulk, very dynamic. That's why it's a foul. He's going in on goal. It's a dangerous area. He thinks there wasn't much in it. But to be honest, the accumulation of challenges today, I think now the referee's decided this has to stop.
Or it's just got to a minute in the game where he feels it's safe to start issuing them.
Well, now we started, hopefully the players will take notice and think that they'll have to stay on their feet a little bit more.
This is a nice kind of range for David Luiz. His problem is to get it over that wall and then dipping afterwards. Maybe Hulk, he's there too. No, it's Luiz. And it's sensational! 2-0 Brazil! Brazil goes nuts. David Luiz, having never scored for his country in 39 games, has got two in the last two.
Yeah, forget the flair, forget the guile, the artistry of the forward players. It's all about the defenders today. I'll have to look at that free kick again, but I thought that's the goalkeeper's side when it flies in. Yes, it moves around, but that's where the goalkeeper was standing. How has that gone in? Yes, I know it's moved in, but he's put the wall on the right-hand side to protect that side. That's where he stands. He's gone right, and then he's gone back the other way. Look, what's he doing? He's hiding behind the wall, the goalkeeper. Yes, it's tipped up and down. Poor.
And even then, it goes through him, more or less.
Yeah. I'm not having that. He's had a good first half of Spina, but that was poor.
Brazil don't care. that's what they were kind of needing, because once again they had gone flat and off the boil in the second half. But that's what it means.
There you go.
We're in one picture. Sealed with a kiss.
Yeah, Gutierrez has come off now, Ian. Carlos Bacca's come on.
Bacca has scored 14 goals in the Spanish league for Seville this past season. It's come a long way from the days when he used to sell fresh fish on the streets to make a living. Might there be more? Because Colombia now have to gamble, but that's given away by Hulk. Rodriguez chipped forward towards the new man on the pitch, Carlos Bacca. Cuadrado. Marcelo cuts off the supply line. Rodriguez, lovely ball that. Looking for the 1-2 was Bacca with Ramos. Rodriguez again, this is good stuff from Colombia. Quite a decent response. Uniga inside. Rodriguez now going through his party pieces on the edge of the box. But there was one too many yellow shirts in the end for him. All right, that sums it up by Brazil. Anywhere will do. Brazil have taken a two-goal lead in the World Cup 48 times, and 48 times they've won. They've taken out the insurance policy now.
Yeah, but they haven't been good enough, Colombia, Ian. They haven't done enough, have they? The start of the last game, Julio Cesar, he's hardly touched the ball. There's Mario Yepes getting a yellow card, but Julio Cesar has been the most underweight goalkeeper in the tournament today. And that says it all, doesn't it?
They'll want the clean sheet as well.
Yeah.
I still think the second yellow in the tournament for Thiago Silva, and facing Brazil without him, presents a problem.
Yeah.
Dante will come in, won't he? Dante, he hasn't kicked a ball yet in the tournament.
What I would say is that Dante knows everything about German football. Playing against Thomas Müller, his teammate's not going to be a surprise for Dante.
No, he does it every day in training.
Training, correct.
Well, you wouldn't say this has been plain sailing for Brazil. Far from it. Oscar bent towards the far corner and always bending wide in the end from Neymar.
He wasn't closed down though, was he? Takes his time, tries the bend just wide. This is a better angle here, trying to bring it in into that far post with his left foot.
Of course, that race for the golden boot is still pretty much open as we move into the just over a week left of the tournament. The final is a week on Sunday. Great effort from Neymar. He's on four. Rodriguez is on five. I think Messi's on four as well. Muller, four?
Yep.
Someone else might get a hat-trick somewhere. It's happened, you know.
Today is certainly the day of the centre defenders. Mats Hummels in the early game was outstanding. The two boys today in yellow have stood up, Thiago Silva and David Luiz.
Yep, it's a kind of D-Day, isn't it?
Yep.
Defenders' Day. Been good at the back as well here in what has sometimes been a bitty and ugly quarter-final.
Yeah, it hasn't been a great quarter-final. In terms of football and flair, these two South American countries. But as we've said before, and we'll say again, it all gets forgotten. You only remember the team that goes forward into the semi-finals.
Brazil 2-0 up over Los Cafetos, the coffee men. Colombia might feel like they need something a little bit stronger than that later if it stays like this. Morin plays it to Armero. Brazil still living in hope. That's not going to be a problem for Julio Cesare. Seemed to be momentarily thrown by that effort from Cuadrado. Not a bad game, that, is it? Brazil v Germany.
Two small nations are in World Cup football. No, these two are powerhouses, aren't they, in World Cup football? Talk about getting to semi-finals and finals. These two teams, if Brazil do get there, they do it with aplomb, don't they?
They've only met once before, yeah, in the 2002 final, when your mate, yeah, Ronaldo,
yeah,
scored
twice. Phenomenal. Here's the goalie. And
yeah,
as I said, there's lots of movement on it. It's a great free kick.
Watch the goalkeeper's feet. He goes one way, yeah, and then... But he's unsighted for a moment, and that's vital.
You have your wall protecting one half of the goal, and you trust that wall. That's their job. You then cannot bounce behind the wall and then go the other way and get caught on your side. Listen, it was a great strike, and he knows it. Look at the celebrations. But that is a goalkeeping error.
He's having some World Cup, isn't he? David Luiz is having a busy old summer, a big money move from Chelsea to Paris Saint-Germain before the World Cup. Now this. Zuniga here for Colombia. Staring at defeat for the first time in the competition. It's only the second time they've been beyond the group stage, and the other time they did it was as lucky losers in third place in Italy. Now this might fall for Neymar. And that was a vital challenge from Yepes, because he had Fred right up there with him. Neymar stays down.
Yeah, it was a good challenge by Yepes.
Who reads it brilliantly,
yeah,
doesn't
he?
He sways, still plays. Cuadrado's just run into trouble that time.
Ian, they've been done by set pieces today. We'll listen to Alexi later. A corner and a free kick. There's no outstanding moments of brilliance today. They've been two set pieces that they've been caught on and they've been asleep on.
James Rodriguez. Still him again. And a chance here for Colombia with Bacca.
Penalty.
It's a penalty kick. Now then, what does he do here about Julio Cesar? Oh, it's only yellow. He doesn't count that as denial of a goal-scoring opportunity. If he does, he has to red card the goalkeeper. That's a pretty big call.
Yeah. Here we go. Lovely play by James Rodriguez. Puts Bacca through. Yeah, I don't think it was going in here, was it? Yeah, I know he brings him down, but that was not going in.
Well, I think the fact that Luiz is that covering defender, that's what's got Julio Cesar out of jail as regards the red card.
Yeah, but it's a stonewall penalty. Stonewall. Brings him down. Game on.
It is if this goes in. Julio Cesar is hurt. Of course, he saved two penalties in the shootout the other day against Chile to become the hero.
Yeah, he'll definitely want to stay on. Just collides with his knee, doesn't he? Onto Carlos Bacca's.
Looks like Rodriguez is going to take it. He's got the ball in his hand.
Yeah, this has taken to six goals.
And the Brazil players are, I think, quite deliberately here, taking plenty of time drinking water. And it's up to the referee to take control of this, Macca, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because this is a bit of gamesmanship to keep Rodriguez waiting.
Yeah, and also you see David Luiz is following him round, talking to him, trying to put him off. There he is, the number four. He's done it for the last minute and a half. Following him round, talking to him in his ear. As I said, the referee needs to get a grip, get them out of the penalty area.
Julio Cesar saved one against Diego Forlan of Uruguay in the Confed Cup as well last year. Rodriguez looks cool. He's got a chance here to throw Colombia a lifeline. And does. No problem. Six for the tournament. And Colombia back in business.
Yeah, really nice, cool penalty. Big pause there. Guess it's the right way. Simple as you like. The nerves are steel, the boy, hasn't he? 6-6 is a wonderful achievement, no matter what happens today. Another substitution for Colombia. Quinteros, come on. Cuadrado's off.
Juan Quintero, who scored against the Ivory Coast earlier on in the competition, the 21-year-old Porto player. Plenty of flair. It's only his seventh cap. Colombia are full of it at the moment. Ramos feeds it wide. Armero throws it in. Nerves all over Brazil, not just here in Fortaleza.
Yeah, talk about the game changing. One decision, game on. Back to the wall.
Cross comes in and oh! It seemed Bacca had to equalise, but he didn't. Big moment.
Yeah, really quick free kick.
He looked just off, didn't he?
Yeah. I think the referee's assisting on his flag up for offside rather than giving a goal kick. But still, he should have been in the back of the net regardless.
Brazil concede again. They can't seem to get the clean sheets that they're looking for. James slaps it forward. A few more gaps beginning to appear now inside the last 10 minutes. And Colombia full of running. And at the moment, you'd have to say, with renewed belief.
Yeah. Substitution from Scolari because he knows. He knows. But into the 82nd minute, he doesn't want to lose this and being 2-0 down. Ramirez is coming on for Hulk. You know, it wouldn't surprise me if we saw the centre defender or something as well coming on.
So Ramirez is on to just bottle up that midfield a little more. But the first job is defending this corner kick. Colombia have rolled all the dice now. Headed behind, Brazil are just hanging on a bit. Fred.
That's why he's there, Ian. That's why he hasn't come off the field. Defensively, he's really good at corners and free kicks. He clears a lot.
Might be needed again here. Once again, Brazil shredding the nerves of their support. Flick towards the back post, goes a long way. Even Zapata, the central defender, is up there. And a little too enthusiastic with the challenge on Fernandinho.
Yeah, that was silly, that. He was only going one way, it was going to be a Colombian throw-in. And then he goes and does that, give them a little bit of respite.
By the way, the only player younger than Pelé, younger than Rodriguez, I should say, to score six goals at a World Cup is Pelé. Easily the best ever performance Colombia have come up with at a World Cup.
Yeah, they've been excellent, haven't they? The fact that they haven't missed Falcao was amazing to see.
Ramos. Done well. Bacca. Look at all this. And offside. Offside. That was careless from Colombia. They had men over.
You said it, Ian. You cannot be offside there. Oh, no. He's looking across the line. How can he be offside in such a position?
That's exactly what he was saying, I think.
And he was 2 yards offside.
really did help Brazil stretch then. Don't forget the World Cup carries on tomorrow, 11:30 a.m. Eastern on ABC. Argentina against Belgium, Lionel Messi and all. That's tomorrow, 11:30 Eastern on ABC, live on WatchESPN.com as well, and the WatchESPN app. We're at the sharp end of this World Cup now, all right. Colombia are playing for their World Cup lives. Can they stage what would be an amazing comeback? The decision is corner.
Yeah, Oscar thought it came off his toe. Oscar makes the tackle. He was indicating that it came off Zuniga last. To corner for Colombia.
Up comes Yepes again. He's already had the ball in the net, only for it to be disallowed for offside. Paulinho gives way. On comes another of the midfield players, Hernanes, and plays for Inter. I want to take it, says Quintero. Can you please get out of the way? That's the foul, surely. Not given by the referee, and Brazil can counter. It was an advantage played. Oscar. And that will be a free kick on this occasion. Quintero's foul, and there are bodies everywhere.
Yeah, we've got Oscar down, and I think it's... Neymar's down as well, yeah, for the initial challenge first when he played on.
So there will be a lull in the action here. Brazil might be quite glad of that.
It was a poor challenge as well, wasn't it, by Zuniga? How many challenges has he made like that today? This is the foul on Oscar, which is... Well, you don't need to be a referee to know that was a foul. Anyway.
Two falls and a submission, as they used to say in wrestling. Now, this is a worry here because they want a stretcher for Neymar by the look of things.
Well, he just gets caught in the back. Real clumsy challenge. The right knee right into the small of his back.
And Brazil kind of need this break at the moment, because Colombia were building up a real head of steam.
Yeah, I'll just give them time to regroup, have a word. Looks as if a defender's going to come on,
Enrique,
like we thought. Yeah,
who's, again, another one who's not played in the tournament so far. It's interesting, he comes on ahead of Dante, yeah, the Bayern Munich man, so I wonder whether he'll get the job in place of Thiago Silva in the next round against Germany, as Neymar is carried off. We'll wait to get any updates about that. He's had a few knocks in this tournament, a couple in the last game. He was a doubt for a day or two, declared himself fit.
You never thought you'd see Brazil like this, Ian. Three centre defenders, three defensive midfielders in the team.
Well, they just want the final whistle, don't they, now? But they're not going to get it just yet. Nicely done by Quintero for Guarín. And Sanchez feeding it forward. It's Bacca with a pacey run. The Seville man, very good block. That's not a bad first contribution from Enrique.
That's what he's there for, great block.
He'd only played 71 minutes for Brazil at the time he was picked for this World Cup, the one-shock selection, really. Zuniga wanted a free kick. The crowd now just trying to lift the home team over the finishing line.
Yeah, Brazil complained about that being a free kick. They have to be careful, Colombia. They don't want to give silly free kicks away all the time. You know, they were going to regain possession there, Colombia, And James Rodriguez has made the referee give a foul to Brazil just to waste that little bit more time. They have to be a little bit more clever, a little bit more streetwise here. We're in the last minute, Ian, but I think there's going to be plenty of injury time.
Well, there ought to be, didn't there?
Yeah. Plenty of time left.
That might be another row. Another question mark for Brazil, of course, is whether they could get Neymar fit in time to play Germany. They're already without the suspended Thiago Silva. 5 minutes of added time. I think that was just about the minimum.
Yeah.
And a lot of stoppages and plenty of substitutions too. Sanchez feeding it wide. Backers look lively since he came on. Here he is again, wearing the number 17 shirt. Got plenty of pace, turning, twisting, strong as well. Julio Cesar happy just to belt it anywhere. Colombia are not going out of this without a fight. Oscar. They want to keep possession more than anything. It's Hernanes. Chip ball. Nicely done. Just a bit too far for Ramirez. Time still for the Colombians. Many of whose fans turned up today with pictures of Andres Escobar, tragically murdered 20 years ago after Colombia's failed World Cup campaign. But still remembered by the entire football family with great affection. Rodriguez helps it on. Yepes, it wouldn't quite fall for the big defender. Brazil are hanging on by their fingertips a bit here now. Rodriguez to swing it in, headed towards the back post. It'll go for a goal kick, which they will take an eternity taking.
Yeah, good flick on by Ramos. Nobody gambling at the far post. Someone has to gamble round the back. There's nobody there, no red shirt in the 6-yard box. What a strange second half this has been, Ian.
Yep. Quite weird. Peckerman, who delivered 3 under-20 World Cups in his time with Argentina and named his 3 dogs after the venues. So he's got a bit of superstition about him behind that mask.
Just a little bit.
Well, they're all conducting the crowd. They can't play. Every Brazilian fan right around the nation looking at the watches.
If it stays like this, Ian, do you think Colombia have done enough to get a result tonight?
Well, not till late on. They played very expansively, gave up plenty of chances, but again, Brazil far from convincing overall. Free kick. Hernanes with the handoff, and now they can just throw just about every red shirt in there.
Yeah, even the goalkeeper wants to come up, he's on the halfway line.
He's looking for permission to go. Ospina, yeah. The keeper. Yep.
He's going to go, he may as well go.
You go as well, they're saying. 94 minutes on the clock as Quintero plays this in. And that might just about be that, because it's a goal kick.
Yeah, again, they defended very well, Brazil. A lot of bodies there, isn't it? Look who's up. Thiago Silva's challenging. But I just think, there it is, it's off Ramos in the air, under immense pressure.
Well, forget the idea that Brazil would sweep everybody aside at home at this World Cup. It's been, well, at times, tortuous progress, not least for their fans. Ramirez, the Chelsea man, battling away for the ball, but every second is in Brazil's favour now.
Yeah, that's it now. They'll take an eternity to take this.
And that is it. That is it. Brazil are through to the semi-finals of the World Cup. They will play Germany in Belo Horizonte on Tuesday. But my goodness me, they needed to say a few prayers.
Great, wasn't it, Steve?
Yeah, you know, I've always wanted to do that, and I've always wondered why it is that in English language soccer broadcasting, they don't go all the way. Like, they don't do the goal thing. Like, watching it on Univision, the guy, no one had even scored. They had just started the game, and he said, like, now they're going to play football.
Too. I wonder why it seems like the commentators in Mexico on Telemundo, I think, or Univision, why do they have the rights to saying goal in that certain way? You know, the goal, and they go for like a preposterously long amount of time. Is it just, you know, the American commentators couldn't do that? Is it like a legal thing?
What went wrong? Where did we screw up? How come we can't do that?
Yeah, because it's really quite entertaining.
It's really good.
I never tire of that long goal.
I love it.
Sound.
Yeah, me too. It's one of the highlights of watching.
That was a vicious game. So what did you think about the World Cup final, Steve?
I was bored. I have to admit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, wasn't as messy as we thought it would be.
Oh, geez, that's a terrible pun. But no, it was just not as exciting as I could have hoped.
Right. You know, I heard a similar complaint almost across the board that it was kind of a boring game.
Yeah.
I beg to differ.
What? No way.
I feel like that's a really American thing to say. I thought both teams played very strongly. Scoring in soccer is tough. There's a high premium on a goal because it's not easy. And a 1-0 World Cup final with two teams playing viciously is... it's kind of great. I mean, let's be honest. The 7-1 Germany over Brazil game was boring. It felt like watching baseball.
You know, I'm not like some sort of American audience for this stuff. Like, I don't want high-scoring soccer games necessarily. What I do want is I want to see a lot of interesting creative play. I would like to see more dynamic play than that game offered. I mean, more conversions, more chances. I just didn't see... the kind of thing that I thought would be really inspiring. It wasn't a very inspired matchup, I guess. Like, in some cases, some rivalries bring out interesting things from both sides, and I feel like I just didn't see that much fascinating work from either team in this game. It was pretty dull, frankly.
Yeah. It's not a high-scoring sport.
No, I know. I know that.
It's not... not made that way.
No, I know. Baseball's boring. I don't like high-scoring sports.
But it did feel pretty good when that German kid scored that goal, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, it did. That little guy.
It was a pretty goal.
I felt good for him. I felt really good for him.
In a game like that, during overtime, I get super anxious because anytime a game goes to overtime, I want both teams to win,
yeah,
which is impossible.
Yeah.
And I really don't want it to go to a shootout.
Me neither.
Because that's just perverse.
That's
almost
worst.
Perverse as a coin toss. So I'm filled with a super complex emotion during any soccer overtime. That no matter what outcome, I'm never satisfied.
Yeah. I know. I feel exactly the same way.
Yep. Perpetual state of dissatisfaction. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's sports.
Yep. Spectacular.
It'll always keep happening. You'll never be satisfied. There'll always be more soccer for your team to lose at.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more, Steve. Well, I think it's about time to tie a bow on this one. Thanks, everyone. We hope you enjoy the World Cup. We hope you enjoy the talking show. And we hope that you vote for K-Chung Radio at the Hammer Biennale.
Ooh,
good night.
Biennale. Good night, everyone.